ladies and germs. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Gray's Taproom Podcast. I am your co-host, the Trash Can Tabby, and with me, as always, my Batman, George Clooney.
You cunt.
Co-host.
You know, that would be funny if George Clooney actually played Batman, but he didn't, so. Nuts to you.
Bazinga. Gotcha.
All right, so we've got.
DJ, you just want to bypass that. Just, it doesn't matter.
Stupid bitch. I hate you.
You love me because I bought you these sour. Well, bought us these sours.
Yes. What are the names of these sours and where are they from?
Well, of course, it is the Kentucky Lily Quiet Science American Sour Ale from the one and only Mile Wide.
Yeet.
This is made, of course, in Louisville, Kentucky, and it is cranberry, tangerine, and lemon. And this says, oh, and it's a 5%. Not bad.
Most sours are.
Mm-hmm. It's made in Louisville, Kentucky, the only place where people throw a 2-week party for a 2-minute race. Ooh, that is pretty.
It is almost a pink kind of a.
Well, yeah, it's a Kentucky
got a
lily.
Pink tint to it.
So for those of you listening, an actual lily.
I will be posting a photo of it on our socials right now.
If you haven't already seen it. So a real lily is cranberry juice and vodka and something else like a lemon or I don't know. I drink mint juleps and bourbon like a real Kentucky girl. But I'm excited to try this. It's not going to fit in my glass.
Title of your sex tape. All right. So
Wait, here we go.
You ready to try this?
Yes. I want to smell it first. Ooh, listen to that.
Oh, nice. It's got a fizzy.
Okay.
All right.
The hell was that?
I thought the dog was throwing up, but they're both asleep. All right. Cheers. Let's go. That's really good.
I bet it would be better if it was super a little bit colder.
Yeah. I mean, it's good, though. I like it. It's really
fruity.
Floral. Yeah.
Super fruity. And
I'm into it.
Almost tastes like Fruit Loops.
A little bit.
Like the after.
Without the milk.
Well, yeah.
No one puts milk in their beer.
No.
Unless you're drinking a milk stout.
Ba-dum-t.
Yeah. So, All right.
So,
well, I like this.
Okay, so take another drink.
Okay.
Because you really get the lemon on that second one.
Oh, you do.
So it's kind of like a flavor changer.
It comes flavor. The after is kind of lemony as well.
The entrance for me was the lemon. And then the tangerine kind of hangs on the tongue. The cranberry is not quite there, but it is like the tart.
Yeah.
I really like this. This one's a good one.
It's delicious.
Of course, Mile Wide.
Another absolute monster Banger. Of a beer, yeah.
Of course.
Shout out to them.
Mile Wide, friends of the show.
I'll be putting this on the socials for everyone to check out, and I will def tag Mile Wide, obviously.
So. I'm telling you, that is a glass of Fruit Loops or Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah.
My God.
Oh, for sure.
That's so good. So, speaking of Fruity Pebbles.
All right, let's get at this, because I have waited. We have waited far too long. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome one of our very dear friends.
Friend of the show.
Fellow Whiskey Hell Insider. Shout out to Whiskey Hell.
Inside her.
Give it up for our very, very good friend, Mr. Beard of Liberty.
Yay.
Howdy, folks. Thanks for having me. I'm approaching this like I do most streams and other shows and podcasts that I'm invited to.
Yeah.
I have no idea what I'm doing, but I'm going to try. So here I am, and I've got some whiskey to help get me through it.
You're like the, did you ever watch Parks and Rec? Did you ever watch?
Oh, yes. I have no idea what I'm doing. I just know I'm doing it really, really well.
He's the Andy Dwyer.
Yes. Yeah. Cause I tried to talk myself down, and Aaron also, a good buddy of all of ours, he won't let that happen. He keeps telling me, shut up, you're good at this. So I'm just taking his word for it.
He does that as he's telling himself the same thing that you're telling your...
Yes. I actually told him one time I think probably in the Whiskey Hell Insider's chat, like, let's not get in a back and forth about who is worse at doing our job, because we will be here all day. Let's just accept that we're better than we think we are.
No, I suck more. That's the same thing as you hang up first.
Except it's two insufferable curmudgeons grumbling at each other.
Exactly. But we love Aaron so much. He's such a good person.
He is your twin.
Yes.
He's my twin. Very strangely years apart, but we're twins.
Not that many years.
For some reason, like, dots were connected. Like, we have the same tastes and the same personality and the same.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird. It's a weird combo.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's. Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you married Aaron.
No. No, I don't. Well, I don't like.
He married the virgin with better hair.
Mm. Well,
yeah,
that works.
We don't know what Aaron looked like with hair, though.
I do. I have a picture of Aaron in high school.
Oh.
I.
Why would he release such blackmailable material to you?
Because he loves me and trusts me.
He lost a bet. He lost. She has informations that could lead to the.
to the
arrest. Well, no,
he's got to behave himself, or he'll be a Clinton.
He's gonna, yeah.
And you know, this is actually hysterical that we're talking about Aaron right now, because Aaron is one of our biggest fans, and he not only is subscribed to our Patreon, where he gets the first listen to the unedited show, then he goes back and listens to it again when it drops on Monday.
He listens to our show twice.
Yes,
a week.
He says he has it on rotation.
I don't even listen to it once. listen- Technically, I'm listening to it right now.
Right, and then editing whoever edits.
It's yours.
I edited last week.
No, who did the intro? You did. You did. Kimosabe.
he said he listens to it when it drops on Patreon, and then he said just because before he subscribed to the Patreon, he clicked the little bell notification button to where it'll download automatically.
Oh yeah,
in your list of podcasts to listen, and he says it downloads anyway, so it kind of just goes right into it.
Well,
that's a bro right there.
Yeah, for sure.
He said he also likes to know the jokes. Like, he knows when the jokes are coming beforehand and laughs because he knows the punchline's coming.
He's like that person in the movie that's seen it already.
Yeah.
Screaming. He leaned over and go, you're going to love this part. Watch.
I can see him doing that.
Dude, check out this part of the podcast.
Oh, God, I love it.
Calls one of his coworkers over, like, unplug his earbuds, go, "Oh, come here, listen to this joke. It's great."
Listen to my.
Wasn't that great? And they're just still staring at him, like, "What the hell, man? I'm busy."
You're gonna say, "Listen to Mike throw up."
That time I threw up on the show.
You've thrown up. Oh, you didn't throw up that time that he shotgunned the Patreon. IPA.
That was Patreon, also.
Yeah.
That was a Taproom recast.
Yeah.
I hope to never hear that. That gets to me. The audio. Mm.
Yeah.
Well, then don't go back and listen to episode.
I'll have to. I don't remember.
Whatever it is that has Tropic Thunder. We're talking about Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, we did a review on Tropic Thunder.
A shame. I like that movie.
No, we love that movie.
Well,
okay. So little backstory about the puke thing is we.
All right. I'm going to sit back, get comfortable.
This is my stairway to heaven.
It's better than your Wild Turkey story that's been told a million times. God, Yeah, you don't have to. People can go back and listen to that episode.
Yeah, do that.
Episodes. So we used to do a shout out wheel for all of our fellow indie podcasters. We would find a shot or make a shot associated with their podcast name or, you know, what they were about. One of the shots was called ball gag or the gag me or gag on me or something.
Oh, the shot?
Yeah, the shot. I can't remember the name of it.
It was... gag something.
Yeah, so we did
it stands by its name.
No, I liked it.
It was a, yeah, because it was a fucking bloody, it was a Bloody Mary shot.
It was almost a Bloody Mary shot.
I hate, hate, if Bloody Mary was the only alcoholic drink in the world, I'd be sober for my whole life.
No, see, I love Bloody Mary.
I hate Bloody Mary.
I hate tomato.
Oh. No, see, I used to. I mean, I didn't have any, like, physical revulsion to them. It was just, I didn't like them. I was a kid, and then I grew up, and I was an adult, and I still didn't like them. And it's like 10 years ago, just all of a sudden, a switch flipped in my brain, and God damn, I love tomatoes. I'll just eat them like an apple.
I've done that since I was a kid. My grandfather actually had a huge garden made up, and he planted different types of tomatoes just for me. I'd come over, and that would be my meal for the entire weekend.
I mean, I can't say that I actually do that very often, eating them like an apple, because the beard and the juices, that is a mess. I mean, there's certain things that you sacrifice whenever you just go full beard. Like, I will not eat hot wings in public. Everything around here, the mustache turns orange. It's just, it's gross. Nobody wants to see that. You got blue cheese dripping.
See, I have
that's
that
an at-home food.
I have that issue with, like, sandwiches, burgers and stuff. The sides of my beard here,
yes,
well, the sandwich will push the hair into my mouth. And then
might actually just be your mouth opening. We're getting into beard talk here. See, I like my mustache a little bit longer, but when I open my mouth, just the motion of that pulls these edges in,
yeah,
and basically puts them directly in the direction of food. So
line of fire.
Yeah.
So, me throwing up. Finish.
Oh, yes.
So all of these different types of shots throughout, what, 3 months, 4 months?
Yeah, give or take.
It's about 12 or 15 different shots once a week we would do for people. And then it was for a podcast, Fuck You, Big Nick.
Shout out to Big Nick.
Fuck you, Big Nick.
You're awesome.
He tried to start shit today on Twitter again.
Shocking.
Ooh, I was like, oh, did you miss me? So it was pretty much a Bloody Mary in a shot. And Mike's like the whole time, like, oh, I'm not going to, I can't do it. And I was like, 3, 2, 1 shot. And he took the shot and grabbed the trash can. And you can hear him in the background going, huh. It was hilarious to me. Not so much for him.
It was awful.
And then he goes, it's coming out of my nose. It was so funny.
We had to cut a lot of the episode out because every time I would cough, I would get like
tomato taste,
like residue phlegm. And I'd have to go back downstairs to the bathroom. And it was awful.
Oof.
Not doing that again.
So, yeah, we have had that on the show. There's videos of him almost throwing up because he decided.
It's on our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
In the shorts.
TikTok, too, isn't it? Or in the shorts? It's not on the TikTok.
No, it's not on TikTok. Just on the.
He lost a recast, and I got him a triple IPA, which we despise IPAs. They're so gross. And I did that as his punishment for losing the episode.
A triple IPA.
Which means it's triple gross.
Yes.
I mean, the people who like IPAs drink triples because they hate themselves.
Yeah.
It's self-mutilation.
Have you ever seen the video of Norm MacDonald and Dave Koechner? And Dave Koechner was talking about how he likes to drink IPAs. And
you got to send him that video.
And Norm MacDonald turns to, I forget who else was on the panel, but he goes, so what do you like to drink besides fucking jizz?
Norm was one of the greats, man.
Oh, he was the best. Rest in power, King.
Yeah, that's true.
And he delivered so well and so dryly.
I loved all of his OJ Simpson jokes.
Yeah.
I think you should have got a raise on SNL, not fired.
I mean, he was a king at it, just taking a seemingly pointless meandering story, driving the host nuts because they're trying to get in questions and wrap up. He's like, no, let me finish this. And he just keeps going and going and going. And it's this tiny little punchline at the end that barely has anything to do with the story. And you don't care. You laugh anyway because it's goddamn Norm MacDonald.
I mean, he was comedic genius. What was that movie that he was in?
Billy Madison.
No. Oh, it was, wasn't it? Yeah, it was Grown Ups.
Was he in? Yeah.
Yeah, he came down the water slide and
his cameo.
Yeah. That's what I remember him in. I don't remember him in a lot of movies.
He did some like movies, a couple through his SNL run.
Yeah.
And maybe one or two after. But he mostly,
I mean, from what I remember, it was mostly just kind of like guest spots. He was never really the front and center.
Yeah.
Which made it even better to me. Yeah.
I think so.
I have to burp, but it's stuck.
Is it?
Yep.
Yeah, you don't want to force those. You're going to have a trash can, not you trash can, but a Mike trash can moment.
No, there's one behind that. We each have our own garbage.
Okay.
They need to be.
I just realized that my statement was might get confused between your title and the actual receptacle. So
from one trash can to another, here's my vomit.
Very acceptable.
And
dog. Also, I forgot to shout out. I was considering getting some Texas beers today, but I thought, you know what? I'm gonna do it right. Plus, I'm a basic bitch and don't have a lot of money. So, more Evan Williams Kentucky Bourbon.
Woohoo!
What is
love
that?
It. Evan Williams.
Oh, nice.
Evan Williams.
Oh,
it's their white label. It's their bottled in bond.
Okay.
Ooh.
Really, the only big difference there is it has to be 100 proof, and every grain put into it has to come from the same growing season. So it's a little bit more difficult for them to kind of keep flavors similar. So you get a little bit more variation than like you would for most kind of budget whiskeys where they can mix and everything together across who knows how many years.
Right. Okay. I don't think I've had that one.
It's great. It punches above its weight class as far as cost. Since it's 100 proof, you can mix it well. You can put ice in it and it stands up.
It goes.
And if you don't mind taking a punch to the face, it's great sipping.
Yeah. It is a good sipping bourbon.
Goes good with a cigar, too.
Oh, dude, any bourbon goes good with a cigar.
Not any bourbon.
Yeah, huh?
Not any bourbon.
Bourbon and cigar is like a hamburger and french fries.
Okay, so benchmark?
No one drinks that.
Yeah, then why do they keep it on the shelf?
Well, because we have crackheads. That
Valley Station?
Yes. Yeah. Or the ones down the street by the Circle K.
In my neck of the woods, people who would drink like in that manner, they'd come in because I worked at a liquor store for a little while. They'd get the Taka vodka, the cheapest plastic bottle, 1.5 liter, and they'd get a full six of them. And they'd be back in 2 days. And then suddenly they weren't back because their liver exploded probably and nobody ever heard from them again.
Died in an alleyway.
Yeah.
See,
it's sad, but my bosses like the money they made.
I mean, I think our lowest one here is, well, I know Heaven Hill's on it.
Do people drink Heaven Hill?
Vodka?
On purpose?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like free will?
Yeah.
That's America, baby.
No, that's the vodka you make your bathtub.
Hooch?
Your bathtub hooch or your jungle juice in.
It's basically prison hooch.
Yeah.
Just go. Yeah.
No, I don't know if you've ever had Benchmark bourbon.
Can't say that I have.
It's in a plastic bottle with a green label.
It's almost as bad. Have you tequila? Do you know tequila?
A little bit. I prefer Mezcal.
Have you heard of Montezuma tequila?
No.
That one's also in a plastic bottle. Oh, God, it's so bad. It's so bad.
It gives you Montezuma's revenge.
I don't like tequila anyway. But Benchmark is absolutely disgusting. Oh, my gosh. That is like if you poured bourbon through an old gym sock and then squeezed it into the bottle, called it Benchmark.
Yeah. I mean, I've had some bad ones. I just don't really recall because since I worked and I sold them, I would buy little 50 mil bottles of basically anything I could find so I could have a taste profile and recommend stuff. So there were plenty of them I came across that was just like, I feel like I'm licking the like a floor that was just mopped but hasn't been rinsed. It's chemically and dirty at the same time. So, I mean, and then I just block it out of my brain because I'm like, if I see that label, I'm just going to pretend like it doesn't exist. It's like that Black Mirror episode where it's just static. I don't know what that is.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, that sounds rough. That sounds pretty rough. I don't know if I could handle something like that.
There were some gyms out there that you'd stumbled across, but
yeah.
Well, that's what actually, no, I take that back. It's Kentucky Tavern. It's Barton's. 1792 Kentucky Tavern. That is the worst. That's even worse than Benchmark. I don't that one.
Because I was wondering about Heaven's Hill, because that's like an overall company that makes a whole bunch of pretty decent bourbons.
Oh, Heaven Hill.
If I remember right.
Yeah. Yeah. Heaven Hill's out here.
I think Angel's Envy makes the best bourbon, but that's just me.
Benchmark is from Buffalo Trace. That's still pretty bad, though.
Well,
well,
look at them.
Technically,
pours out.
What was the one you said, Mike, just now? Makes the best.
Angel's Envy.
Yes, not technically a bourbon because they flavor it with port.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's getting into the weeds around like whiskey laws and things like that. And there's so many stupid things where you can think that you as a company, you have your label where everything is where it should be, but you miss one tiny little detail and suddenly you have to recall all of that product and spend all the time relabeling it. Or otherwise you're facing fines that compound daily.
Yeah.
Stupid.
I still want to try Rabbit Hole. I have not tried Rabbit Hole yet.
Have you ever had Bird Dog? The
peanut butter? Okay, yes, the peanut butter. No, because I like peanut butter and I like bourbon. I don't think I'd like them together. I don't like very many flavored bourbons or whiskeys in general.
I don't either, but this one, it might surprise you.
Okay.
They also make a salted caramel, a blackberry,
what is it
cinnamon.
You mix with it to make the PB&J cocktail?
Any kind of berry liqueur.
Okay.
You layer it.
Any kind.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember you had said something about it, but I couldn't remember if there was specific one.
We used the Starlight Blackberry Bourbon.
Okay.
The one from across the river.
That shit was so good.
That was a good bourbon.
Mm.
Doesn't Huber's.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where Huber's. It comes from?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Oh, and they have their own bourbon there too.
Yeah. Oh, dude, we have a sick. Yeah, Huber's. It's awesome.
Winery, orchard.
It's on what, 500 acres?
Something like that.
1,000 acre property.
Oh, that man.
Sounds cool.
Winery, distillery, all in one boat.
And you see, there's.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was going to say, that's one of the things that, you know, I love Texas, love my state. But one of the holdovers that I just wish they would get rid of is their dumb ass alcohol laws. Because there's so many restrictions on what distilleries can do.
Really?
They can't ship from their distillery. They have to ship to a distributor. Then the distributor has to sell it to a store. Then you can buy it from the store.
Huh.
Now, if you want to buy it from a distillery, you have to go there because they can sell it for on-premise consumption or in a sealed bottle and you can take it home.
Okay.
But yeah, you can't just order online.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's really dumb. I mean, there's some things in there where it's holdover from when where counties could kind of control whether or not they were dry counties. I think there's two dry counties still in Texas. So otherwise, it's a stupid law. But a brewery in one county can't ship from there to a store in another county. Once they cross that line, they're in violation of laws.
Because of the dry county between.
Yeah, well, even if there's not a dry county.
Oh. That's
Yeah, it's really dumb. Or we would have people like bar owners come in and they'd buy their stuff and stock up on things. And then one of them found out that we were actually in a different county than he was, even though we were 10 miles away from each other. And he had to stop coming over there because technically every time he did that, he was risking having the Texas government come down on him and remove his liquor license.
Oh, wow.
That's
It's archaic holdovers like that annoy me, but.
I'm guessing Kentucky's probably one of the most lenient and lax.
Well, yeah. I know. I don't know if it still is. Well, no, not anymore because they have a liquor store. But Oldham County
used to be
was a dry county.
We have a lot of dry counties though in Kentucky.
If we wanted to buy alcohol, we would have to come here
into Louisville,
to Jefferson County, mm-hmm. just to get a sixer.
Mm-hmm. I know on Sundays you cannot buy alcohol in Southern Indiana.
Yeah. On Sundays here, it has to be between
6 a.m. and 2 p.m. or no?
No.
Or is it vice versa? 2 p.m. 12 to 6?
Yes.
I think it's
between
noon.
Midnight to 6.
Yeah.
You can.
And you cannot serve alcohol between 4 a.m. and 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm starting to feel a little bit better about some of our laws here. He's liquor stores can't be open on Sundays. All that does is it just means that they're very busy Saturday nights because everybody's just going to go ahead and buy everything they're going to drink on Sunday. Let's see. You can be served alcohol in a restaurant setting. It's starting at 10 a.m. on a Sunday.
Oh,
and
wow.
I think it's like a 10 a.m. cutoff to buy beer or wine at like a grocery store or convenience store on a Sunday.
Yeah.
But grocery stores, convenience stores don't carry liquor because in order to carry liquor, you have to pay the liquor tax, which is higher on every alcohol, including all your beer and wine. So it's not financially feasible for most places. So they just don't. Which also would mean that they would have to be closed or at least cordon off that section of the store on Sundays.
Huh. Okay.
It's probably why Aldi hasn't done that either.
Well, their beer is pure dog shit anyway.
That's true. That's valid.
It's fucking dog shit.
That is 100%.
Every alcohol that they sell is ass.
Ugh.
It sucks. What was that, their version of the White Claw? Vista Bay. It really makes you appreciate White Claw.
And that's
no offense to you.
There's no offense to me. I know it's a bitch ass drink, but hey, I can drink a 24 case.
Yeah.
And still wake up the next morning.
She bought a 24. She bought a 24 pack.
I got 12 for tonight.
I can't say I've ever had one of those.
But that goes back
to me not really liking flavored stuff like that. I also don't like sweet things very much.
They're not sweet.
No,
there's no sugar. There's no aspartame. There is no sweetness.
You ever driven fat past a produce truck on the freeway and smelt the fruit on it?
Can you just?
That's what a White Claw tastes like.
Have you drank a LaCroix?
Yes.
Okay, it's an alcoholic LaCroix.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's no sweetness. It's just bubbles and a little bit of flavor.
And some
The closest I've had is, I forget who made it, it's called ranch water. It's basically just unflavored alcoholic seltzer.
Yes.
Which is really dangerous because it legitimately tasted like I was drinking water and I could have taken that entire can and just downed it in one gulp.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though, the hangovers do not suck.
That's true. White Claw hangovers are...
There is no hangover.
Yeah, it's easy.
Oh,
I don't know if it's a good or a bad thing to admit this. I don't really get hangovers anymore. I just like stay tired. But unless I drink like red wine will mess me up. That'll kind of mess with my head a little bit more. Sake a little bit. Tequila definitely, but I don't drink that very much. Anything that tends to have a little bit more sugar in it, like tequila does, that'll mess with me. But like bourbon or beer, I could just like sit down, fire up a video game on my computer. Just sit there and sip for like 4 or 5 hours into the early hours of the morning. And then other than being tired, I'm fine. Now that might just be my liver just giving up and saying, I'm not going to yell at you anymore because you don't listen to me.
Going in the towel, white flag, just I'm over it.
It's like when you keep fucking up and your dad's like, listen, like, I don't know what else to say. Like I've told you,
I'm done.
And you just keep doing it. I just don't
care anymore. Yeah, it's the first time you come home late at night and you expect him to be sitting in the chair when you turn the light on and he's not there and you just kind of go, oh, this is bad, isn't it?
Yeah. Did you ever have a curfew growing up?
Oh, yeah, but I was never really and still am not incredibly social, so that wasn't really anything that I had to worry about being home by.
Yeah. I had one. It was back in my my early teen skateboard days.
Mm.
Yeah.
I always had a curfew, even in college.
My curfew was at 10:30 on Friday and Saturday night. But there was one time that my parents went out of town. This is when I lived in Tennessee. And me and my best friend, I call him my brother, but he's my oldest friend. We're still best friends now. Lincoln Park was in town doing Lincoln Park and Cypress Hill. We're in town doing a concert and Edema. Remember Edema?
Oh, okay.
Not a lot of people remember Edema.
Oh,
I remember the name. I couldn't tell you a song, but I remember the name.
But they were in town doing a concert and my parents were out of town. So we went out at 2-3 o'clock in the morning skateboarding. We would go to schools and at whatever parking lot in horrible neighborhoods was available to us.
You were lucky you didn't end up in the hospital
or dead.
Yeah,
because
in Memphis,
it's the hood.
Raleigh?
Yeah.
You went to Raleigh?
Yeah, we went everywhere.
Jesus Christ.
Raleigh, Orange Mound, White Station. We went on a fucking tour. See,
that was back in the day when everybody knew it was dangerous, but you know, nobody really cared. Now you know it's dangerous and you stay the away.
Well, we were in the predominantly African American neighborhoods. Two white kids skateboarding at like 3 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday.
You had some cojones. Well, no, never
no,
mind.
Nope, no adults in sight. It was just us.
I mean,
there was no P. Diddy in sight. It was okay. We did not get P. diddled.
P. diddly. I mean, yeah, that's that kind of look is the you're either out there to buy something or cause trouble.
Right.
I mean, I got that doing like DoorDash-esque deliveries. It was for a different Texas-based company in a couple of neighborhoods where my car definitely did not look like anybody else's. I definitely did not look like anybody else. And every eye that was in a front yard was staring me down while I was looking for the house I needed to drop this food off at and get out as fast as possible.
Yeah.
See, that reminds me of when right out of high school, a friend of mine and used to be two of my best friends. They're like, hey, you have a car. Can you help remove some stuff? I'm like, sure. Where are we, you know, packing and moving to? She's like, well, we're going to load up the car at her place and then take it to my place. And then we're going to load it up on the U-Haul and then head out to Chicago for school. I was like, okay, that's cool. So where am I going? So here in Louisville, working in the industry, I've worked at the visitor center. I've worked at the worked at multiple hotels. So when I send people downtown, I tell them when you hit double digits at like 10th Street, find a way to go back to the single digits. Don't go over 10th Street. That's the no bueno part of town.
Well timed.
I know.
He was waiting. So she said 22nd and Oak. I said, excuse me? Excuse me, what? She said 22nd and Oak. I said, you do realize it is two females. Two females driving, white females in a not nice neighborhood to the heart, because there's like 50th Street or something.
Is this the West End?
Yeah. Yeah. So it was like in the middle of it. And the whole time I'm outside, like trying to load up the car going, oh, please, I don't want to die. Please. Oh, God. Get in the car. Windows up. Look straight ahead. Don't look at anybody. Just don't. Don't.
Just don't.
I don't want to die. I'm only 18.
We got to go, Monty. Where we're going, we don't need roads. Oh, thank God.
That would make everything simpler if you could just fly over.
Right?
Just dive right out. Just nope.
Yep, just fly over the house, roll down your window, drop the DoorDash order down.
Yes. I mean, the parachute budget would be kind of high, but you know, most of the time you could get away with just dropping a burger without one.
That's true.
What's it going to do, break?
Yeah. It's in that red.
You don't get a tip.
That red bag. That it feels pretty.
Red bag.
The insulated thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
The heat bag. Yeah.
DoorDash has a heat bag?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like.
Technically, I worked for them, but I never actually did any work for them because the jobs that were available were terrible. So I ended up working for the other company. But what they don't tell you is when it comes to taxes, oh boy, I had already, like, what is it, a 1099 where you're contracted and you have to pay everything?
Yes.
I had already done that with a security job before. So I knew to expect that. I was logging all of my miles. I was logging all of my gas while I was on the clock. Everything, so I could deduct everything. And then gets to the end of the year, and I know how much I made, and it's not very much. And I get my paperwork from them, and they're telling me I made three times as much as what I made. Turns out, I think they were doing some shitty tax stuff by claiming that they had paid me all of the value of the stuff that I had delivered.
Yeah.
Because technically, they were seeing it as reimbursement, even though I was using a debit card that went straight to the company's bank account. They were considering it reimbursement to me. So if I had not tracked every single penny, I would have been on like owed taxes on like $50,000 or something like that.
Jesus.
And I definitely did not have that saved up. I had made a fraction of that because I had some people who bought big orders. I delivered to some nice neighborhoods and they like order $200 in food delivered.
Holy shit. What was this, like Super Bowl party?
Just some neighborhoods around here. I knew the good ones.
There was
one house I delivered to a couple of times where the cost of the meal from Nordstrom's, mind you, I didn't know Nordstrom's had a restaurant.
Wait, what?
I thought we saw Nordstrom today, the one by your work.
Yeah.
He asked what it was. I said, oh, that's a clothing store.
It is, but at least the one that I went to go pick this up, they had a little restaurant inside.
Oh, nice.
And I think she had a kid that, this is completely assumption, that had some kind of special needs, some sort of fixation that had to have the exact same meal every night. Because every time I delivered, it was the exact same meal. And the drink was milk. And that's not a drink they offered there. The person taking the order at the restaurant knew the person that I was ordering for. That's how often they went there for it. So I had to think it was something special like that. But she was so nice. It was a $15 meal and a $20 tip every single time. And it took me 15, 20 minutes to do. So that was a fantastic tip. I mean, the one time she was at a different house, I forgot to update it. So I got a $40 tip.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's awesome. Yeah,
$10.99 blow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've done a $10.99.
Yeah, same.
Quite four times.
That
four
one.
Times.
That's why you just get paid allegedly in cash, allegedly. Uh-huh. And then nobody ever knows.
That's honestly how the haunted attractions work when you work at like a haunted house, is they can under the table pay you $599.99. An extra penny, then you have to start writing taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's kind of how we got our money the first couple of years that we were in.
Yeah.
That's when we became management to actually earn that. And then one company I worked for was like, we're going to pay you this much a night. And then I added it up and I was like, no, because then that means I have to do taxes. Yeah, you have to fill out a 1099. I'm like, son of a bitch.
Suddenly you're making less than the extra they're giving you.
Yeah, I'm like, can you incorporate like this much for this much time because I'm in this department, and then this much for this time because I'm in this department? Like, can you split it up? Does it have to be in the same department? Is there a loophole?
Can I work over here in this other department under my middle name as a different person?
Right.
Now, one of my early jobs was at a pet store, and I even then, as a young kid, I knew that they were dodging taxes by paying us in cash. So on payday, you went to the office, they handed you an envelope full of grain. And just nobody reported anything. It was fine.
Interesting.
I wasn't making very much there anyway as a kid. I was falling underneath the required amount. Plus, Texas doesn't have state income tax, so nice.
Oh, yay.
that
to Texas,
right? No, you said you never want to go to Texas.
I would totally live in Texas.
Oh, okay. What, next door to Beard?
Yeah. we would take our shirts off and drink whiskey
and
all
play
the
video
time.
Games and all
play,
the time
and play. No. We fight each other with lightsabers, and that's not a euphemism. Nobody read into that. We actually have lightsabers.
Yes,
that's true.
He has a Is yours a custom, or is it an actual Darth Vader replica saber?
It was the first run of the Force FX lightsabers that they did back in... I don't know. It was probably during the prequels.
Early 2000s.
Yeah, see, I was working... I don't know. I can't remember. I was working at GameStop at the time. It would have been early 2000s.
Damn.
So I've had those for about 20 years.
How many do you have?
Just the two.
Okay. Are they red?
No, I've got the Luke Skywalker blue and the Darth Vader red. And I wanted to get the Mace Windu purple, but I couldn't afford it at the time. And then the run ended, missed my chance. I mean, I can still get other ones now, but yeah.
Not the same.
Yeah.
I want a collection of lightsabers.
I can hear it now.
I really do.
Where's Mike? He's at Beard's house.
They're playing Star they Wars doing? In the backyard.
They're having a lightsaber battle in the backyard while drinking bourbon.
Wearing their Jedi robes.
With no shirts.
You look over the fence, and one of us is like throwing a force push together, and and Mike doesn't jump back. I go, I hit you with that. You go, no, you didn't. I was like, yes, I did.
I have a force field.
That's not how it works.
Boys. Who wants a fruit snack?
Beard, I gotta go in. My wife says I have to go eat dinner now. I'll be back later.
She doesn't believe in fun. Why do you listen to her?
Babe, can Beard come over and spend the night tonight?
Can we stay up and watch Star Wars?
Is it okay? Beard, she said if you want to spend the night, you can.
Yeah!
All right! And we built a blanket fort in the living room.
My God, I could see you both doing that right now. Like, I am picturing it right now.
Look, if you really want to get into building a fort, you go strip a mattress off the guest bed.
Dude. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Children. We're going to order Domino's pizza and watch Ninja Turtles 2 Secret of the Ooze.
That is taking me back. That is taking me way back.
Is it not, though? Oh, my God.
Man child would be an appropriate title. I'm just gonna have to accept it. I mean, I'm sitting in front of a wall that's got a Millennium Falcon, a Warthog from Halo, a picture of an X-Wing.
I was gonna say, you have an X-Wing behind you. And I love that.
Yep.
No,
the Halo 3 picture.
No, so yeah. What you see here is adult Mike and Tabby. What you don't see on that side is
over here on the ceiling is a cardboard cutout of Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman.
There's
I stole from her brother.
There's a batarang.
There's two lightsabers over here.
There's two lightsabers. We've got a Kylo Ren picture, trick or treat.
Stack of comics and graphic novels.
Game of Thrones map.
There's children things in here.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to have more, but some of them got lost or given away during one of many moves, and I wish I had kept them.
Yeah.
Beer is not good when it's warm.
No sour is good when it's been sitting out.
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah.
Oh, that hurts. I think I might have to poop.
I left the other two in the cooler, so when we do the live later.
Okay, so when it's warm, the oils off the lemon peel?
Yeah.
That definitely isn't, I just sprayed my mouth with Pledge,
Yeah.
Oh.
The lemon, the dry lemon, and it really pops, doesn't it? Does it? The dry lemon?
No, it's not. Flavor. No, it's the, you know, when you get, you're peeling an orange, and you get the orange oils, and, you lick it, and it's, that kick in the mouth, where it's,
Okay.
That's in the back of the throat right now.
I gotcha.
I'm watching your soul attempt to leave your body right now while you process this.
It really is. I'd rather it leave outward through the mouth than through the butt.
That's called a fart.
Ugh,
she's going to fart her soul out.
I have done that many of times.
That's her spidey sense.
That's my superpower. don't shame my superpower.
Your spidey. It's her Peter tingle.
Wait, what? I have a Peter?
No, that's what it's called in the MCU. Instead of a spidey sense, it's called the Peter tingle. That's what Parker's spidey sense.
I know, but I didn't know it was called a Peter tingle.
Yeah, it's called a Peter tingle. That's what Aunt May called it.
That's what Aunt May called it.
It's a Peter tingle.
Why am I just now learning about this?
Go watch Spider-Man Far From Home.
I did. I don't remember that. Okay, I remember that.
It's either Far From Home or No Way Home.
Yeah.
One of the homes.
I think it might have been No Way.
Was it No Way Home?
Yeah, because I don't think she was in it much in Far From Home.
No, because he was in Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Peter tingle.
Yeah, he's starting to run out the door. She goes, oh, is it your Peter tingle? He's like, spider sense. Don't call it that.
MJ's not here. Of course it's not my Peter tingle.
Peter tingle.
That's what it is.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. That's hilarious.
I call it that when I think of something that excites me.
When you look at that that cardboard cutout of Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman.
Yeah.
That's a Peter Tingle.
Yeah, that was my first Peter Tingle. I was 7 years old with that Peter Tingle.
I don't remember how old I was, but I definitely had, there was a like full picture, like front page on the newspaper, like the entertainment section that had her on it. I hung on to that for a long time.
Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman predates Kimberly the Pink Ranger.
Oh.
By a year. Ooh. 92, because Power Rangers came out in 93. Mm. This came out in 92.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I used to always pretend that I was too good to watch Power Rangers, but I absolutely did.
No one pretended that no one's too good for Power Rangers. Power Rangers is too good for us.
Yeah, but yes, if you go back,
we didn't deserve it.
Yeah, but if you go back and watch it now, it's like, what the fuck?
You know what though? Last year when that 30-year anniversary
that still was terrible, but it was so good.
Oh, I had a fucking blast watching it.
It was fun, but it was terrible.
Did you see that? Did you watch it?
I didn't watch it, but I've seen like video breakdowns on YouTube about it.
So, dude, it's on Netflix.
It's definitely.
I mean, I know that there's a little bit, some sad backstory to it, of course, as to why some of the characters aren't there.
Oh, dude, that's how the whole fucking thing begins.
Yeah. Yeah.
They rip your heart out within the first 2 minutes.
Like, Tommy is in it, but they just voice over.
His brother, wasn't it his little brother?
No, his brother has been famously dead for like 25
years. I thought it was somebody in his family or something.
No, it was him.
It his?
Yeah.
Oh, they did.
They had somebody in the Green Ranger suit, but they just dubbed over.
Oh, they pulled dialogue from
they
other.
They pulled dialogue and hi-yahs.
No.
Of Jason Davis.
Yeah, but didn't he film like half of that film?
No.
I thought he filmed some stuff for it. And they used that as part of the intro.
I thought that too, but upon further review, no.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Jason David Frank was.
So they pulled everything from like previous ones.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I never met the guy, but he lived in my neck of the woods for a while.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Texas native. I actually was aligned to meet him, and I was so nervous and starstruck that I fucking left.
And this I get was, that.
This was like five years ago.
Wow.
I watched him look out in front of a seat at GalaxyCon.
Was he?
In 2019. He was here. That's the last time he was here.
Was that the one where Ross Marquand
David Yost was there.
Okay. The one that he got the picture with.
Yeah.
Okay.
David Yost, Austin St. John. They were all the red, blue.
We didn't do green. Jason David Frank's line. Well, we stood there, but it was too long.
No, I stayed, but then I need everyone to say, when I'm here watching and hearing Jason David Frank in front of my face say it's morphin' time, I was like, I can't do this. I'm not cool enough for this guy.
Peter Tingle was too overwhelming.
He gave me a Peter.
He had to get out of there before he embarrassed himself.
He gave me a V tingle. He made me trans.
He made your P turn into a V.
It's like, oh man. I see what chicks like about him. He kind of is. I got to leave. I got to leave before I go all the way. I'm getting way too close. I got to go.
I could actually see you meeting him going, Mr. David Frank, sir, Jason, sir, I'm gay. I love you.
Look, I got misty-eyed when I met Sting, the wrestler. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine how it would have felt if I'd met Jason David Frank. Okay. I almost cried just meeting Sting.
Yeah.
Wow.
He was a big part of my childhood. By the way, happy WrestleMania weekend to everyone who's celebrating. But yeah, no. So I don't know how I would have felt with JDF. I was fine.
You might have done like a, what is it, on Community when what's his face meets LeVar Burton and he just freezes up the entire time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I would have shut down. I would have been fucking AI. Just stoic.
I mean, I can't laugh. I'm kind of chuckling, but I shouldn't be laughing because I've never taken that opportunity to potentially meet somebody like that, like one of my childhood heroes. So I have no idea how I would handle it. I would probably just stutter and stammer and make absolutely no sense, pass out, and then wake up on a bed and back of an ambulance.
I almost cried.
When?
Greg Nicotero?
Oh, Greg Nicotero, yeah.
I was hyperventilating, and I'm like, he's like 10 feet away from me.
Now, and then it went from that to, okay, we're having a conversation.
And he's talking to me.
Yeah.
This is so cool. Oh my God.
I've interacted with some people that other people would be kind of enamored with, because I worked at a store in near an area of kind of the Houston area where a lot of money was, and not far from an airport. And I'd have to check receipts on the way out. So I would check receipts of football players that, like, the manliest dudes standing over off to the side were like shaking in their boots because they couldn't believe that they were in the same store as this person that I'd never heard of because I don't follow football.
See, that
I mean, there's a local rapper, Paul Wall, that everybody around Houston knows. And he would come into the store all the time. It was the nicest dude, and everybody was just starstruck. And I just was like, I just talked to him like any other regular customer because I didn't know him as that.
When I was working at Meijer, I met Rick Pitino came through my line.
Yeah.
The University of Louisville basketball coach at the time, who is now famously known for rape.
Pitino?
Rick Pitino.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah. But this was before that. And everyone was like, oh, that's true. I'm like, and when he came up to me, just to be a dick to him, I said, what was your name again? He's like, at the time, he was the guy here. He was the man. Everyone was obsessed with, and I just,
because he was a fucking great coach. He led Louisville to so many championships.
One, and it got taken away because of his rape charge, and that was 11 years ago.
I thought he had more than just one.
U of L got stripped of that title because he couldn't keep it in his pants.
Oh.
Wow. Way to go.
My
shout out to Louisville.
Do you remember when I was working at that hotel in Southern Indiana and Mario Soto stayed at my property?
Cincinnati Reds, MLB Hall of Famer Mario Soto.
Yep.
Mm. Nice dude.
Yep. He was so nice.
I met Al Snow a lot.
Yeah.
But he lives here.
He does.
So.
Nice.
I do have a question for you, Tabby. In that industry, have you ever had somebody that you actually know show up at a hotel that is out, like in their local area? So why would they be staying in a hotel, especially when it's booked for two and they show up solo?
Actually, fun fact.
You're
going
to call me out right now this?
Mm-hmm. No, my very first hotel when I first got into the hotel industry.
Shout out to Harsha.
No, it wasn't Harsha.
Oh,
it was Clarion.
That's where you met Roe.
Where I met Roe.
The woman that introduced us.
Yes. So this hotel used to be amazing back in the day. It had a conference center. It used to hold Comic Cons and conventions. And it had a full, like...
Didn't Killswitch Engage play a show there? Not long after you left?
No. No. So I was only there for 3 months. I should have known it was bad when I trained for 8 hours my first day. And on the second day, my trainer called in and half of the management got fired.
Oh.
Yeah.
I should have known.
But it had like a restaurant that was like sports themed. It had this huge lobby, an indoor pool
hotel.
Olympic sized pool, and they had like poolside rooms along the side. It was like jungle, tropical.
Out in the East End?
Yeah, it's off Bluegrass.
Like Bluegrass and Hurstbourne, wasn't it?
Yes. Oh. Right off 64.
Yeah.
So I was like I said, it was huge. They had it was split. So it was like six floors on one part. And then like you had a crosswalk, and then there was like a whole second tower of rooms. And then the convention center was behind it. They used to hold Comic Cons and like horror festivals, movie festivals, things like that. So it used to be big back in the day. I was working the 3 to 11 shift on a Friday night, and I'm not paying attention, trying to do my little thing at the computer.
As one does.
And I look up and a gentleman walks up to the front. There's no NDA. He's no longer the governor anymore. But he walks up to the fucking front desk. And now my dad is super political. Right wing,
retarded.
Yes, conservative, but gay. Yes, and gay. Yes, So I know, like,
my father-in-law.
The previous, I know, like, all of the governors in the past, and I know the present governors and everything. So he comes up,
California,
and he puts his ID and credit card on the countertop.
Was it Steve Beshear?
No.
Oh, the cunt before him.
It was Paul Patton.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
So Paul Patton was, like, I don't know, four-term governor, something like that.
The Joe Biden of Kentucky.
He really was.
Oh, shit, I got that right.
He was so dumb. So he puts his ID and stuff down on the counter, and he's like, I'm here to check in. I'm like, what the fuck is Paul Patton doing at my shitty-ass hotel right now? Like, what the fuck? So I'm like, all right, Mr. Patton, nice, cool. Let's do this, and here you go. Here's
how many
keys.
Hookers will you be requiring?
No. He goes, fantastic, thank you. Can you leave this key packet down for a friend of mine that's going to show up? I said, absolutely, sir, and thinking maybe it was like a conference. But then why is there a conference at 8 o'clock at night on a Friday going on? Okay, cool. And so... picture a blonde Peg Bundy.
Ooh, hold on now.
Strolling up to the front desk.
Hold on now.
Don't get your Peter in a tingle.
Yeah,
don't.
I was listen, as a fan of the show Married with Children.
Right.
Katie Sagal, even now, Katie Sagal is she's kind of a baddie.
I didn't mean like the face. I meant like the outfit.
Oh, spandex.
Now the face was like.
Does she have the hair too?
Yeah, she had like the poofy blonde, but it was blonde. Ow! When she walked up to the desk, she goes, there's a key here for me.
Jesus, titty fucking Christ.
hold on, let me do that again. There's a key here for me.
I need a key.
It was more southern and it sounded like this. It was kind of like Phyllis Diller with a country accent.
Let me tell you what, now y'all got a key for me or what?
You got a key for me. I was like, okay, what's your name? And I don't
Yes, ma'am.
I don't remember her name, but I do remember him because he was the governor. And I was like, oh my God, the governor's out of river right now. Oh my God.
You were part of a political scandal.
Yes, I was.
Look at this.
And then I was like, after I gave it to her, I wasn't really thinking.
I gave it to her. To put that on the show doc.
And so she walked away. And when she walked away and went up to her room, I was like, wait. That's not his wife. That's his room. Ruh-roh.
I know.
That's when you put a note for housekeeping to do extra cleaning the next day on that room.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it would be funny. You just ran up to the hotel room door and just started like banging on it going,
your wife's here. Your wife's here.
What was his name?
Paul. Paul Patton.
Knock on the door. Paul, are you in there? Paul, I know you're in there. I know you're there, Paul. And he's in there in his tidy whities. Oh, my God. Oh, no.
See, I didn't think I was going to get that much story out of that question.
Judy. Judy what? Was
you,
his wife.
You got a gold nugget there, man.
Because the only closest thing I have to that is my mom worked in like overnight desk one time and had somebody who she knew through church and knew was married show up to check in late at night. And my mom's back was turned and she's like, I need to check in. She turned around and looked up and that woman's eyes just went huge and she took off running out the door.
No, I had a former governor of Kentucky.
Shout out to him.
He looks like a fucking sleazeball.
Well, he's a
apparently he acted like one too. So,
yeah.
Well, he's a politician. What'd you expect? Ew, that guy.
Yeah.
He looks like Bob Dole. Look, show. Put him up to the.
He can look up Paul Patton.
Send him look up.
I'll look him up.
Oh yeah. My gosh! No,
looks like Bob Dole.
He's
probably the same height as Ross Perot though.
He's Bob Dole's cousin.
Oh my God! Do you guys remember Ross Perot?
Yes.
Oh, he kind of looked. Yeah, he kind of looks cross between Ross Perot, Bob Dole, and Mitch McConnell.
Yeah,
he's got a little bit of that net going on.
Could you imagine if Mitch McConnell was having a sex scandal?
Nope.
What the fuck?
Nope.
For the Turtle Club?
His wife doesn't even. Sex scandal? Yes, please. God. Yes. See, that's what I'm saying. I love it when people send me Mitch McConnell memes, TikToks, Instagram videos. No.
Mitch McConnell. Oh.
So, okay, never mind. I was going to say something, but if I put it out there, somebody will actually do it and you will never forgive me.
It'll be in your search.
No, history. Send it to me. Come on, let's go. I've seen worse. I'm friends with Pornstash.
I was going to say, you plug enough AI data into into the algorithm, you could get some Mitch McConnell porn pictures.
Oh, Jay, do not get any ideas. Jay, I'm going to use your entire name. You'd like
to subscribe to patreon.com/whiskeyhellinsiders.
Send it to whiskeyhell.
Is it weird? And I hope he doesn't hate me for this. I know he'll laugh about it, but do you think that's something Fitz was like, dude, this has to exist. I have to find it because people will laugh at this. Yes. People will love this so much. It is so funny.
I mean,
Fitz,
there is a reason Rule 34 exists. I will not look it up despite my VPN or a incognito browser tab because I don't want to see it. But I guarantee you, somebody has drawn politician porn.
Again, Jay, this is for you. Find it. You can find anything.
Hold on, Jay's texting me real quick. It's Hefe's farm report.
He better have a good one.
It's the turtle farm.
Oh no.
Oh, now I'm just picturing Mitch McConnell's face on the head of that turtle with it's on the back of another one going.
No, that is Mitch McConnell's OnlyFans. They just use turtles. They just use turtles because they were scared that children they want to make it family friendly.
Wait, so does that mean he can?
It's okay. It's nature.
Yeah.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 4, the movie.
I don't know what's going on in your head right now, but you are making lore up. You're creating a new world in your head right now. I can see it.
Fuck up and make McConnell TMNT fan fiction. Well, I'm going to drink to forget that.
It's not even teenage.
It's Mitch McConnell fan fiction.
Ew.
That's all that turtle video is.
I really want to Google that and see if there is Mitch McConnell fan fiction. You know there's going to be some hardcore
conservatives. I know someone who will find it.
Who? Jay? Do I want to put her through it? I'm talking to her. I got her on the horn.
You're texting while we're at work?
I will not click this. And read it. My first result, McDreamy, McSteamy, and McConnell on long reads.
You want to send it to me? I'll take I'll take it. I'll do it.
Put it in the Whiskey Hell Insider chat. Whoever.
No context.
No context whatsoever. Oh God.
What? Bless her heart. Why do I feel like Elle is going to be the one who clicks on it?
If it says steamy.
Shout out to Elle. We love you, sweetheart. You're awesome.
Oh no.
Did you click it?
You clicked it. You clicked
it. Is it a picture?
Oh no. I think that's Ted Cruz.
That's not worse.
It's not nude, but there's a look going on between him and somebody else.
Tipper, you slut.
Okay. Okay. I'm here now.
Did you just do a gamble on the podcast?
Senators Ted Cruz are Texas and Marco Rubio are Florida, are nestled in one another's arms and sweat glistening on their muscled chests. They kiss softly and tenderly. It's the middle of the night in a hotel somewhere on the campaign trail, and they are in love.
I'm changing the title of this episode right now. It is no longer a Beer of Liberty. It is Ted Cruz fan fiction.
Oh my God, wait a minute. That is such a conundrum, though. It's like two super Republican conservative guys like doing gay stuff, but like, what the fuck?
Man, that gay.
So if you're an animal, which would you be? Asked Ted. Let me think, says Marco. A manatee.
A manatee.
Hey, this isn't the full thing. I think it's behind a paywall to actually read it. It's like a breakdown of weird political fan fiction. It's an article.
Oh my God.
The title of this episode will now and forever be known as Ted Cruz fan fiction.
I cannot believe there's Ted Cruz fan fiction out there.
I can.
Wait, does that mean that there's like housewives and, well, you know, though some, well, no,
of course there's housewives.
Well, Ted Cruz,
you don't have
fan fiction, but
go to Pornhub and find housewives.
Housewife fan fiction for Ted Cruz?
Oh,
where they write it?
That's still probably going to be on the Hub. Let me ask Ryan Hacker.
Hub doesn't do fan fiction.
Nobody does Pornhub. Look at their logo. It's the Pornhub logo. Just different ways.
I love that it includes the political party and state for everybody mentioned in this. It's got little segments.
You think there's
on the Senate floor, senators are voting on whether or not to end the filibuster for Supreme Court nominees. Dean Heller, Republican from Nevada, weeps in the strong embrace of Mark Warner, Democrat from Virginia, torn between his desire for moderation and his fear of a primary challenge. Be brave, Warner urges him. Heller sniffles into a handkerchief.
Oh, is this whiskey hell porn right now?
All right, so I'm going to put this in there. It is no context.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
Are you going to put it in
Yes, but please. To be clear, it's an article about congressional fan fiction. It's not actually fan fiction, but it's like somebody breaking down the and analyzing how it's, quote, reshaping our political world.
Let's see if somebody catches.
My God. Are you going to put it in the insider chat right now?
I'm putting it there right now. Absolutely no. I'm not even going to type no context like I usually do.
Yeah, don't do that. No, just drop it. I want to see who catches it first. Wait. Who do you think is going to catch it
first?
Oh,
my God. You can see the picture right there.
Wait for it.
Who do you think is going to catch it first?
Wait for it.
Nobody's read it yet. Nobody's read it yet.
There are other things. There's a search for McConnell stories on Wattpad.
Oh, my God.
Mitch McConnell works, archive of our own.
I hate the fact that he is still in whatever he's in. Like, why? I'm retiring in December.
Politico has an article that says introducing Biden fan fiction from 2012.
No.
This is wild.
Wild. This is amazing. Okay, we're going to have to cut the first part out. Let's just keep going.
No.
I'm not going any further down this rabbit hole. It's going to get darker, and I need to sleep tonight at some point.
You're going to have to go to the dark web for that shit.
Do you think that there's Kamala Harris fan fiction?
Oh, 100%. Oh,
sure.
100%.
For sure.
He is a strong, independent.
Beard, pull it up.
Oh, my God.
That'll be on his browser history. Gross.
This is your Google.
My VPN is on, and I am an incognito window, and I'm still going to wipe my hard drive when I'm done.
I think I hear
a really loud knock at your front door right
I'm
now.
I'm gonna.
You know, that's fine. As soon as I start hearing helicopters, though, I'm in trouble.
Oh yeah, start running. Come this way. Run this way.
Well, spotlight coming through your window. You got a red dot on your forehead.
I'm gonna wipe my hard drive down, which is every man said after having sex with Kamala Harris.
Men have had sex with Kamala Harris.
She has kids, doesn't she?
Well, you know, test tube babies are still a thing.
Oh, that's true.
You don't need a dick to put it in there.
No, all you need is a turkey baster and a willing participant.
Yeah, or a slingshot. If you're shooting for distance, no one wants to get close to.
Oh, you can water balloon it.
Throw a water balloon full of cum at Kamala Harris.
That's the name of the episode. Yeah. I just need random people to come in this water balloon. I'm just going to launch at Kamala Harris's vagina and see if we get her pregnant.
Oh, my God.
Let's hope it's not yours.
All right. Taproom fans, our male audience, now's your time to shine.
Everybody. Nope, I'm out. I'm infertile. Nope, I'm out.
I'm sure it exists, but oddly enough, it is
not yet
showing up on a search quite like McConnell or Cruz did.
You know what? I know where to find it.
Where?
Let me check the illegal dark web, aka Reddit.
I mean, on Wattpad, there's Kamala Harris stories, but they all look like, oh God,
that's not good.
Okay, I just saw a really bad hand-drawn ripped Donald Trump, Alpha Donald Trump, X Omega male, something or other. I'm not clicking that.
No, don't do that.
No, all of this says, even on Reddit, Kamala Harris will host. Hold on, let me take a drink of my alcohol. Kamala Harris will host a marijuana reform event with Fat Joe, rapper.
Okay.
Rapper Fat Joe.
That's weird.
Do you remember Fat Joe from the movie Scary Movie 3?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, it exists, but it doesn't turn quite as weirdly sexual as fast.
Oh, God.
Ooh.
We've gone to places we're never going to be able to come back from. That's right. Okay. If we weren't actually friends before, we are now.
That we have shared intimate stories and websites about Mitch McConnell. Like, I physically get ill looking at that man's face. And I
just don't imagine that turkey waddle going back and forth.
And those. So I have this one friend from college, and we still stay in contact. And it's literally Duncan? Through. Yeah.
Yeah, I knew
Duncan,
it.
Yeah.
Duncan rules.
Fucking love Duncan.
Shout out to Sam Duncan. He's the man.
The only way that we communicate and our love language as friends together, like, is through TikTok and TikTok videos. And he sends me, because he's in Tennessee and I'm here, and he always sends me anything he finds on Mitch McConnell, and it just gets worse and worse and worse. And I love it. There's this one kid on TikTok who does an amazing Mitch McConnell impression, and like, he just videotapes himself for 3 minutes making like weird facial expressions, you know, like when McConnell had his fit or stroke or whatever,
where he just froze
and just like stared and his eyes went like different directions and he was drooling.
I'm too chill.
Blue screen. Boom.
Hey, Arnold Schwarzenegger's Mr. Freeze.
But he's like voiceover in the background where he's like, does My cherries cool really down. He doesn't say that.
I'm too chill.
Shut up.
He freezes.
I know.
Mr. Freeze.
Yeah. So you're bringing the whole Batman thing back? Arnold George Clooney?
No, it's just Arnold Schwarzenegger. Only good dreams.
Call me Harley Quinn again, bitch.
Harley Quinn, bitch.
George Clooney, Batman.
We're both retarded, man.
So, and it's like, do cherries really taste like cherry lollipops? And do the birds fly north instead of, like, it's great. It's so, I'll send you one. Because it's hilariously accurate.
Yeah, I feel like I miss out a lot by not having Instagram or TikTok, but I also like that I don't have that on my phone. I went minimal with most of my social networking stuff years ago, and I'm not looking back.
I like the TikTok for the doom scrolling, you know, put the kid to bed and you're laying in bed at night just trying to chill out. And you find stuff. It's like you can relate to it. You can hilarious videos, cute videos.
You know, my favorite thing about the Mitch McConnell freeze meme is the song.
Oh, the one that they play?
It's this song, right?
You gotta go up a little bit higher because yours is quiet.
Yeah, it's...
It's kind of coming through. I recognize it, but I think most, at least for me, I think most of it's getting cut off by a noise gate or something.
It's called aquatic ambiance.
That's the Donkey Kong underwater music, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
But most of the time that sound will appear on like some 90s nostalgia. Like, remember these fun snacks and these fun things to do back in 1997?
Ugh.
And it was like Domino's Pizza, Blockbuster. Shit that me and Beard are going to do.
When
we go to Texas.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to go to Blockbuster, get Domino's.
Are you going
to
wear windbreakers?
We're going to rent movies that have boobs in them.
Yeah. And then after we have the Domino's, we're also going to have some of those pizza pockets.
Oh, hot pockets?
No, those little Totino's pizza rolls.
Oh, do you want me to cook yes. pizza rolls? Yeah. Okay.
Crystal Pepsi, Surge, and Doritos 3Ds.
That's the best. Mr. Pibb in the can that had the faces on it and wasn't round.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Oh, that unlocked a new memory.
It did. Holy shit, Beard. Woo! What have you done?
That was pre-Surge.
I think you just broke the show. Well done. Oh, my God. Or the red can of Jolt with the lightning bolt on it.
See, I never had Jolt Cola. I had the Jolt energy drink. That was my that was my crack. The
cola tasted like fucking Pepsi. It tasted dead up like Pepsi. From what I, if I remember correctly, it just tasted like Pepsi.
I thought it was like a flat RC.
Yes, RC. RC Cola is still good.
Yeah.
You can go down the street to Kroger.
Underrated.
I love that RC still exists and no one fucking.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, no, we're not fucking dying. We're not going anywhere. We're here. Fuck Coke. Fuck Pepsi. I remember after.
I mean, 80% of their product has to get pulled off the shelf because it expires before it gets sold anyway, but they're sticking around, damn it.
Oh, they're not going anywhere. I remember after T-ball games in the summer of 1991, that's what we had in the cooler was RC Cola. Nothing but.
Because it was cheap.
Yeah, and it was fucking, it's still fucking delicious.
Yeah.
Gunner's had RC Cola.
I know.
I bought a 2-liter at Kroger like a month ago. It tastes amazing.
Okay, so what about this one? Those basically unnamed, unmarked, plastic barrel-looking things full of sugar water.
Oh, those are actually called barrels.
Oh, the really? Barrel, the fruit?
Yeah, yeah, the ones that Heather gets for the kids.
Oh, with the if you take the cap off, the aluminum off.
It's like
off,
aluminum off. It's
you
like,
get cut. It yeah, cuts you. Yeah. Either.
See, I didn't even know those things were still around.
They are.
I haven't seen those things in decades.
Sam's or
Aldi sells them.
The barrels? No, no.
Aldi used to. Walmart. Yeah, Walmart. Walmart sells them.
Walmart and Sam's.
Yeah, it's like a predominantly like Walmart item.
I mean, it's a huge.
Okay.
Walmart owns Sam's Club.
Well, yeah. Yep.
But yeah, it's Walmart strictly.
Since we're on the nostalgia drink thing, this might be a regional thing. Knee High Blue Cream Soda.
No, we had Knee High Peach, dude.
We had peach and
okay.
Green. Me and my dad, when we would go fishing, we would get a 12-pack of peach Knee High. One of my favorite sodas to date. Still.
Yeah. My brother and I, back when we were real little, I was probably like 5 or 6. That was the thing.
Yeah.
Is the corner store just down the road. And I say corner store, I mean like it was an old like wood frame building that
like the old
probably used to have like living spaces up top. It's 2 stories, but there's no reason for it to be.
Like one of those old mom and pops. Like the OG mom and pop shops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've looked on Google Maps not that long ago. I'm pretty sure it's still standing, which is pretty cool because I'm going to be going up there into that area for the eclipse on Monday. So I'm hoping to drop by and visit it.
Do those types of gas stations have the best sausage and biscuits?
Mm.
I think the ones that I've been to.
Yeah. Dude. Usually they have good, like hot foods.
Yeah. Mm. The Chevy dealership that I used to work at in Carrollton, it's a Vallejo. It's across the street.
Oh, yeah.
They have those sausage and biscuits. They sell them there. Something about them is just amazing.
See, around here, if you get like a sausage and biscuit, like that kind of your typical breakfast stuff, that's going to be coming from like a franchise chain location. Yeah. If you want like mom and pop type food, it's going to be in the even more kind of indie franchise gas stations that has just some random taco, like Mexican food spot in it. That's got food that you're kind of suspicious of. So it's either going to kill you or it's going to be the best taco that you had in your life.
Oh, yeah.
100%. So it's either going to be food poisoning or orgasmic.
Yes. Yes. Pretty much.
Or both. Luck of the draw.
If it's both at the same time, that's top tier gas station food. I think.
Oof. You're weird.
I mean, I can't really judge much about gas station food because I was that kid in high school that would eat the hot dogs that had been on the rollers for like 6 hours.
Oh, dude, I'll still, if I'm feeling squirrely, I'll make a pit stop at the gas station and get a hot dog.
I mean, you gotta feel alive sometimes. You gotta take your life in your hands. Take a risk.
YOLO. It's like Jeff, Baby Buffalo from Moose Lounge says.
Mm-hmm.
YOLO.
Fucking YOLO. But no. But he said that because
He wanted me to drink that disgusting fucking lot lizard shot.
Yeah, the lot lizard shot.
Oh my God.
Okay, so the lot lizard shot is half part tequila and half part tuna fish juice.
Yeah.
Or the water liquid from
the water in a can of tuna fish. Yeah. It changes it from clear to like a milky yellow.
No, wait. Is it tequila or Jack Daniels? It's Jack Daniels. It's Jack Daniels and the tuna fish juice.
I don't know. Either way, it's got tuna fish juice in it. And no. I told him that
gross.
If you mention that to me, him and Amos both, if you mention it to me again, I'm going to beat you.
I'm going to throw up in your car.
I told Amos, I said, I will.
I'm going to drink a gallon of milk and puke in your car.
I will beat you in front of your wife if you mention it. I will make your wife watch me beat you.
If we swap out the tuna juice for the liquid that's in those cheap cans of Vienna sausage, I'm down.
I could do that.
I think that could work.
Hot dog juice or like the hot dog water. Yeah, I could do that. Because
Vienna sausages are good.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just small hot dogs.
But would that be the male version of the lot lizard?
I guess so.
It's the Deuce Bigelow.
There's a sausage involved.
Yeah. See, you get the hot dogs and sausage involved. Yeah.
Yeah. Call it a Deuce Bigelow.
Da. I know. Deuce Bigelow. Male gigolo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah. Yeah.
Rob Schneider's a stapler.
Rob Schneider is. Right, you've seen him as an animal and a dolphin and a girl.
You
now see him as a stapler.
Rob Schneider, the blow up doll,
the plastic fuck doll,
the plastic fuck doll. That one episode of Porn Stash.
Yeah, the only podcast with a Rob Schneider plastic sex doll. I'm never
at least the only one willing to admit it.
No, I'm the one that put that curse on them.
You did.
That's my voodoo.
That's what happens when you drink for 4 hours hard liquor.
Oh, that was, yeah. Oh, God.
That was a four-hour episode.
That was wild.
That was crazy.
Released the Snyder Cut of podcasting.
They did release it, and it's awful.
I had fun listening. It got me through a half a work shift.
I didn't listen to it because I didn't really care.
I was laughing the whole way through. That was a great episode. We were supposed to talk about a porno Back to the Future parody.
And that never happened?
No. We ended up getting drunk and talking about
everything else but.
Yeah. Yeah, for 4 hours. It was great.
Sounds like a good time.
It was fun. I had a good time with it. I thought it was great anyway, but that's just me. What do I know? Mm. But yeah. Well, Beard, dude, thank you so much for being on the show, man. It has been fucking awesome having you.
So great.
You were worried that we were going to pull a McShane on you and trick you into throwing up in your own sink and blinking your nose.
Look, like I kind of mentioned earlier, I'm not an overly social person. I've kind of stumbled into doing streaming and podcasts and stuff, mostly to kind of push myself out of my comfort zone, because you don't get to be a better person if you just stay comfortable all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
So I always approach these things kind of like, I don't know what I'm going to bring to this. It's going to be terrible, but it almost always is fine. And I had a lot of fun. I this was great. Thank you for having me.
Well, do you have anything in the works on your end that you want to plug or promote that you're going to be involved with or whatever?
Sure. People can find me most Mondays on the YouTube channel After the Weekend. And I think it's ATW Movie Reviews. That's my buddy R2's, R2 the Icky's channel. And he, JT Gunn, and I do movie reviews from kind of our childhood, 20 years and older.
Oh, nice. Kind of
back in the day. And unfortunately, 20 years and older now means we're into the 2000s. but I'm also a regular guest on a couple of other, like a Tuesday show, Thursday show. I've opened an invitation on a Wednesday show. I'm kind of all over the place. And I try to keep people updated on X or Twix, as I like to call it. So if people want to kind of follow there and get updates and find out where I'm going to be, that's at Beard of Liberty.
Hell yeah, man. Well, dude, thank you again for being on the show and hanging out for this episode. It's been so awesome having you.
Oh, love it.
And we always have fun taking our shirts off together on the the Whiskey Hell Insiders chat. that's awesome. So if anyone listening wants to see that, you have to subscribe to Whiskey Hell's Patreon.
Yeah, but subscribe to our Patreon first, please.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Patreon.com/GraceTaproomPod. That's where some fun stuff is at. We have some cool stuff, too.
We really do.
It's great.
I like our stuff.
It's awesome. And you get merch.
And you do get merch.
We give away free shit.
We really do. We really do.
Our Patreon.
I mean, you get Last Call, which is us literally being drunk and talking nonsense. You get recasts where Mike and I recast older movies.
Yeah. The blockbuster era of movies.
Yes. Also, to throw this out there, subscribe to the Patreon, and you can go up against Mike in a recast to where I judge. Do you think you have what it takes to recast a movie?
Can you beat me?
Better than Mike.
Yeah. That'll be the next one.
It will.
But we won't be doing another Taproom recast until we complete our, if you're going to be in the Indianapolis area on April 27th at 5 p.m., you can please come check us out at Indie PopCon. We will be doing a live podcast reviewing 2014's Cooties, starring Elijah Wood, who will be at Indie PopCon.
He's gonna fucking be there, which I hyperventilated when I found out he was gonna be there, because it's a fucking Lord of the Rings, and then Andy Serkis is gonna be there.
But also the movie is starring Rainn Wilson.
So if you haven't seen Cooties, totally check it out. It's fucking phenomenal. It is a
horror comedy zombie movie.
There it is.
And we will be reviewing it from start to finish in a live show in front of a live audience.
Super nervous at the same time, because this one is a lot bigger than Louisville.
It is going to be a very huge show.
Woo!
We'll be next door to the Lucas Oil Stadium, which is what I like to call church. Because that's where Peyton Manning statue is.
Yeah, well, Elijah Wood is going to be in the same building, breathing the exact same oxygen as us.
That's true.
It's a fucking Elijah Wood. Oh, my God.
All right, well, Beard, thank you for being on the show, man. It's been awesome having you. And we'll see you tomorrow night.
You will.
As we said to Fitz and McShane last week.
We did.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Thank you so much for joining us again.
Thank you.
And that is going to do it for this episode of the Grace Taproom Podcast. 5 stars on Spotify. That greatly helps us a lot. And you guys are awesome.
5 stars wherever you listen to us.
Yes. Tab, you know what to do.
As always, thanks for listening to this episode. Don't forget to check out our link tree at linktr.ee/Grace Taproom Podcast 2. You will find many ways to support us. Buy us a coffee, because we will be hungover after this episode. You can subscribe to our Patreon. 3 tiers are available for you. Get your buzzed on for $3, get tipsy for $5, or fully loaded for $10.
Don't text and drive, don't drink and drive, and always drink responsibly.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Taproom closed.
Good night.
Bye.